It's the news, according to me.
Was that a question mark?
I think so. According to me? My name is... What's that? Ballsy Ford?
Ballsy Ford?
I'm so scared right now.
Okay.
And then Comey was the same way. Everything he said was always up talk, up speak.
Well, that's because he's a Boy Scout.
He's a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
So that's so condescending when people talk like that. It's unbelievable how...
Yeah.
He's just... These people are so full of self-righteousness. It's just unbelievable.
Well, they are. They are righteous.
Oh, of course they are.
Yes.
I just asked them, and they told me.
Just ask them. That's right.
Oh, so nothing going on really today at all. Nothing in the politics world.
No.
Nothing going on.
Pretty quiet.
There's no other countries that are having any kind of riots in the street or anything. Our country's not having riots in the street. Everything ever since January 20th, everything's just calm right now.
Yeah, right. Well,
COVID went away.
I only saw one news clip. It wasn't even a clip. It was a headline. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, march in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, burn the place
down.
They're all talking about
What were they saying?
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Whose streets? Our streets. Whose street? Our streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting into tuffles with, they're trying to keep people from eating at restaurants and all kinds of stuff. You know, restaurants are having a bad enough time the way it is.
Yeah.
And now they got to go out there and harass them.
And what's the point?
I mean, what is the point?
What are you going to do besides just make yourself a pain in the butt?
You know, I was thinking about that today. At what point?
You're not winning people to your cause.
No. And what protest ever has?
Right.
What has been the good for all the protesting that has happened, especially when there's riots involved?
He's mad today.
I'm mad. I am on a... I'm ready to... I'm loaded. I don't know why.
There were fried eggs all over the floor when I walked in.
I've been frying eggs all day here. I'm starting up an egg shop. It's an omelet shop.
He's talking fast.
The news
too.
According to omelets. The news according to me. You want an omelet? Side of bacon. And some potatoes. We got potatoes now. We're cooking up a week's worth of potatoes here on. Because Rabbi Rick's here. Turtle. Turtle called for turtle walk in. I need to slow down a little bit. I need to get a little turtle in me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Even if you had 10% of the turtle, you'd be a magnitude slower than you are right now.
I think part of it is I started drinking sweet iced tea this morning, and I have not stopped. I made a whole gallon, and it's about gone.
This is a recipe for disaster. Yeah.
And I
drink sweet tea and watch the impeachment going.
I gave my recipe this morning for how I make sweet tea. You start with 8 pounds of sugar. And then you add about as many drops of water as you can get into a gallon jug. With that in there.
And I don't see any problem there.
No, there's no problem. No problem. Not a problem at all. Until the sugar wears off.
Might need
crash.
An insulin shot any
I'm
moment.
Like, yeah, at some point. I mean, something wrong with me. Nothing like a glass of sweet tea on a 6-degree day.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you don't need ice. You just go outside. And,
that's right.
Yeah, it's a nice way to go. But so there's a... Yeah, so there's this impeachment thing going on.
Yeah.
Which has got me
off. Is that what it is?
That's what's got me off.
They're still calling... How can they call it an impeachment when it's not really an impeachment?
I've heard some people call it an unpeachment.
And you know what else I noticed, too, that Upchuck says all the time?
No.
He keeps referring to Trump as President Trump.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing now that he's calling him President?
It's not President Trump, Chuck. He's the former president.
They never used to call him President Trump when he actually was the president.
That's what the left always does. They try to control the narrative by using certain words and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And no, I'm sorry. He's not the president anymore.
That's right. Yeah, they're trying to, well.
I wonder what he,
he is.
Well.
I think maybe they're afraid he's coming back because they know that they really didn't win this thing.
Well, okay, you totally got me there, I would definitely agree with that.
Checkmate. They kind of, I guess, I can't,
No, I mean, for sure, I agree with that, but in the world we live in, and if you are to believe how things are progressing in our illustrious hollow ground of democracy in D.C.
Yes, the temple of democracy.
Yes. You know, you can't call Trump President Trump anymore.
Right. Right.
Even though I'm not going to call Biden that name or that term because...
He's the usurper in chief.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The guy that occupies the White House when he... Well, is he in the White House?
He doesn't know. You know, if he doesn't know where he is, then I'm not going to say where he is.
They actually rolled him over to the Pentagon today. I don't know if they rolled him over or not.
He probably walked in the door and said, "Well, I'm really comfortable here in the Senate. I've been here in the Senate for many years. I spent 47 years here in the Senate. I don't recognize any of you guys from the Senate, though.
Wait a second. Where's Mitch?
Yeah, where's Mitch?
He's my friend.
I was going to talk to him about sharing power. I don't see where he's at.
Yeah, so they took him over to the Pentagon and because he needed to address the military, and he was all, you know, referring to them about how wonderful they are. And the first thing he said was talking about how, you know, praising them for moving forward on climate change, accepting people of transgender and whatever identity, you know, the thousand levels of identity there is nowadays. And I forget what else it was. But you know, all those things that the military is definitely in.
Their number one mission in life.
Yeah, that's their mission.
I'm going to sign up to the military because I want to fight climate change. We're having a war on climate change. I don't need a gun. I don't need that.
Didn't realize he was at the Pentagon.
I need an ozone sprayer.
He thought he was in Sweden addressing the World United Nations or something.
He thought he was going to the petting zoo again. Or I love kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, yeah. He's in bad shape.
He's not in good shape. No, I guess he did trip then the other day. See that where he tripped getting on the Air Force One? Going up the steps. When you trip up steps, that's supposed to be some kind of a bad thing.
Yeah.
But he did. He tripped, what is today, Wednesday? It was Monday afternoon or something. He was getting on a plane, walking up the steps. He was trying to run. You know, he was trying to do his, hey, look at me. I'm 80 million years old and I'm still able to do this.
Yeah.
But and if you watch, he just like moves his arms a lot. Doesn't actually run. He just kind of, he'll walk faster and then he moves his arms like he's running. But he was going up the steps.
Did Kami push him?
I think she was last seen. Yeah. She put marbles. She was out there beforehand spreading marbles out on the steps.
Spreading it. Isn't it going to be freezing today? Yeah. Hand me the water hose.
Yeah, get some WD-40. Grease up that ice a little bit.
Yeah.
So she, he tripped going up the steps and of course, we'll never hear about that on mainstream news, but like when Ford fell down the steps when he was on the, like three or four steps he went down. Never heard the end of that.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny, but I mean, it was, they made fun of it. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, how is the poor guy trying to get up? That's a lot of steps to climb up.
It is, yeah. And I think that... It gets back to that whole thing, what they're doing with juicing up his mind the way they're doing it. Yeah. His cognitive skills are going to, his coordination and neurological skills are going to be compromised greatly here in the next couple weeks, I think. But it's just a matter, I don't think he's going to make it to 100 days the way they're treating him, the way they've got him rolling right now.
I think what's going to be really telling is if he actually does the State of the Union, how that's going to, you know, how that plays out.
Yeah.
We were talking about that yesterday, but yeah, I don't see him going through more than three word sentences.
No.
I mean, it's going to be pathetic.
Yeah. He's kind of on a plateau right now. I think we're going to see, you know, I mean, he's kind of on a ledge. We're going to see major changes in his behavior. I think it stages, I think. But
so what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to,
that's a good question.
I mean, they're so busy with the impeachment right now and Nancy's still drinking, so
yeah.
I mean, what?
Can you imagine if something happened where?
I mean, they got to do if they're going to pull the 25th Amendment, you know.
Yeah, I just keep having this nightmare scenario where, you know, Joe is standing at the bottom of the steps, or Carmella is standing at the bottom of the steps, and Joe falls down, and he kills himself in the process of killing her, and here's the bad part, the worst part of that whole tragedy.
Where you're going. Well, so far I haven't heard anything really that bad.
Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I'm the president. I am now the president.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't make this up.
No.
We're all gonna die.
It's just not a good situation, really.
He is getting all the things done for China that he said he was going to.
Well,
get
he's
done.
At least taking
well,
care
he
of somebody.
Didn't actually say yeah. it, but maybe he said it to Wang Jiangping or whoever, you know,
Xi Jinping.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I heard a new term for it. What was what did they refer him to? Willie flu or what? It was something about had flu at the end of it. Oh, Winnie the flu or
Winnie the flu.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah,
but no, I did hear that. So apparently Trump saw. And it was all national security agencies actually said this. And I think that's why Trump pulled the trigger on it. But they said that China influencing our education system with money and also with curriculum from some Confucius Institute or whatever, these agencies said that it's a threat to our national security. The legitimate government intelligence agencies said this. So Trump signed some order, executive order probably or something, saying that, you know, I can't do this, and you need to disclose all funds that you get from China.
Yeah.
That goes from colleges, which I think is the major portion of it is, all the way down through grade school.
Yeah.
So, sounds pretty like a great idea, right? Well, Joe got rid of that.
Well, you need to, because, well, as Joe would say, ding dong, ding pa, ping dong,
dong, bang, ding, da, bong. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
They're not going to eat our lunch. Oh, wait, did I say that?
I can't remember what I say anymore.
I don't remember what I said. What did I say? I don't remember what I said. I don't.
But, yeah, he quietly got rid of that. Nobody said darn thing about it.
Wow. Yeah, I think I saw a little spot about that on the news or something. I can't remember what it was, but.
Yeah.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Come on. You may cuff me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
These are some of the best, most inspiring statements I've ever heard a man speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had the TNA to Me Singers in today.
Oh. Yeah.
And they were inspired by what was going on with the impeachment trial, I guess. So they did a little ditty.
I can only imagine where this is going.
They weren't exactly on their best game today.
Were they as mad as you?
They were. I think they were mad. That was the problem. They were mad, and I think that's why they were singing a little bit out of key and a little bit offbeat.
You mean the entire Democratic Party?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what they were trying to emulate. They were trying to bring the spirit of the impeachment to music, trying to put it to music.
Interesting.
So they came up with this little ditty.
Am I going to be able to get this out of my head?
No, you're going to be singing this all the way home. Probably for the next week. It's going to be
all right.
They were really inspired though by this, and I think it's really important that we play this because
it's always good to be inspired.
Yes, it's this is lyrical genius here too. By the way, it's better than you'll get it. You'll get it. Understand. Here we go.
Ooh, I like it already.
Impeachment show, and it's coming to you. The impeachment show, full of hullabaloo. Oh, it's the impeachment show, and it's coming to you. It's the impeachment show, full of hullabaloo. Hullabaloo.
Oh, yeah.
Full of hullabaloo. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I can almost see him walking down the hallowed halls with the impeachment articles with that.
That's what we should play. See, this gets back to that whole, we need video. We got to do video because We got to play that kind of stuff with them walking down the thing. It'd be the impeachment show. Full of hullabaloo. I don't know what hullabaloo is, but they're full of it.
It's related to shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Took a lot of shenanigans to get that hullabaloo in there.
Brought to you by Mitch McConnell.
I'm the turtle, and I approve this message.
We're coming for you, Kavanaugh.
That's right. John, I'm hoping you're still thinking that you did had a great idea not taking that Texas
Yeah, that
case.
Was a great idea, John. That was a great idea.
Yeah.
And what would happen? Okay.
We're going to talk impeachment? I got an idea about the impeachment. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about the impeachment.
Well, you know, so first of all, we need to get the 6 Republicans that decided a totally unconstitutional mess is constitutional.
And drill holes in their fingernails?
Well, that would be a good start. but I'm thinking of doing the slapping line again.
Oh, yeah, that slapping line. That's looking better and better all the time.
Yeah, it is. Maybe this time we're allowed to use bats or something. I don't know.
Oh, you said slap. I thought you said bat.
Or what?
Batting line.
Or what's that? What's that? What do they call the bat they use in cricket? It's like, it's got like a huge flat side to it.
What is that?
That would be good too.
Yeah. It's like a paddle. Yeah, we need paddles because our hands are going to get sore.
That's right.
Stupid.
Something that's heavy. But anyway,
how dare you?
So that's what we need to do first with that. But
yes,
because in my world, they're total morons. Anyway, so assuming that it doesn't get worse than 6, they need 17. So that means they're 11 short. I really can't see 11 more Republicans swapping sides. Can't see that happening. I pray to God it doesn't happen. But anyway, so what's the point? If they know that there's not a snowball's chance in a really hot place that this is going to go forward, to me, what I immediately think, anytime the Democrats, the left, whatever, are pulling some kind of BS like this, it usually means something else is going on that they don't want you to be aware of.
Yeah.
So what else is going on that they don't want us to be aware of?
Yeah, I've been...
wise one.
Yes, I've been sitting up on the mountaintop pondering this very thing as the snow...
You can't ask Confucius because he's from China.
No, he's Chinese, yeah. Can't trust him.
Yeah.
No, that is something that's happening. It's the old wash this hand while the other hand is doing something.
It's got to be something like that.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Because this is total ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a big show.
One of the things that is happening with... there is that legislation they're pushing through with gun control thing in the House.
I did hear about that.
Now see, the thing about this is the House is not involved in the Senate trial, so they're over there still messing around every day doing baloney.
Right.
This is a problem because right now the news media knows they can get away with talking about all they can fill up all their time with all the sound bites that they want to do. And of course the video that they're presenting from the prosecution side is all selectively used and manipulated, and it's something that looks like a junior high kid did it.
Yeah, right.
So they're doing all that. And unfortunately, I don't know if the Trump legal team just didn't see this happening or not, but it seems like they had their own little thing that they were going to present when they did their they didn't pivot at all on countering anything that was said, which is kind of, and here's the thing.
Yeah, well, I think from what they said yesterday, and sorry to interrupt, but I mean, you know, the track they went down was the whole, you know, shame on you Democrats for not promoting unity, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, it's kind of like, well, that's, why are you doing that? Are you just trying to make them look bad? Okay, no, you're not changing anybody's opinion here.
And they don't care. They don't care. It's, you can't talk about their hypocrisy of their, you can't talk about their hypocrisy and
their double standard.
Their double standards.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on them. They have not learned this lesson yet.
No.
So the Republicans need to get a grip here and realize that just calling them out on that stuff is not going to change their minds.
Yeah.
So here's my question. What if the 44 senators who don't believe this is constitutional just didn't show up?
Oh, that would be a wonderful move. I mean, that would be something the Democrats
Why bother wasting your time with this?
Yeah. Right. I mean, you don't even have the right person sitting, presiding.
Exactly.
Over
this whole thing is such a sham.
Yeah. So if, okay, so the other thing, they may try to come up, okay, so the reason they started this whole mess was they want to keep Trump out of politics and keep anybody else from trying with these crazy, you know, make America great ideas again. So they're trying to make it so that he can't run for office again, I think, number one. So if they don't get the votes, which they won't, so then they try to pass some bogus resolution saying that Trump can't run again, which...
Based on just majority, yeah.
Yeah. And if I'm Trump, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay, we'll see how that goes. But I don't know.
Well, but he's got, you know, the issue there is you got a couple different hurdles you got to get through. If they do pass a resolution like that with majority of the people doing it, which I don't doubt that they'll have a majority to do that, because Romney, for one, will go with that.
Well, okay, go ahead.
And so they say, let's say they pass that. Will the RNC abide by it?
Well, here's the deal. Okay, the only thing a Senate can do, we're talking about a resolution. They can't. So for Trump not to be able to run for office, there has to be a law saying that he can't run for office, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what the legislative branch does. It would have to be then passed by the House and signed by Biden.
That. Yeah, well, they'll get all that.
So, yeah, I don't know. I can't see that happening.
I can. Well, this group, I can.
What I mean is I can see that happening, true. You know, but at least then Trump has a legal course to take it down, you know, through the courts or whatever.
And he's
going
to take it to the courts like he did the election.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
I think that's what, and they know, they know they've got him over a barrel with that, I think. I mean, any legitimate court would say, no, you can't take one man's right away just because of what you think he did. Because he didn't have, show me the penal code, show me the criminal code that they're charging him with in this high crime and misdemeanor. There isn't one. They haven't even brought it up. It's just, well, he was involved. He was directly involved. Right. He did whatever. All this crap. Well, look at all the stuff that happened.
Despite
and
all the
tying
evidence.
It directly to him. You can't make it directly. It wasn't. They weren't following his orders.
Right.
And if you're going to go down that road, then you got to start calling witnesses in.
Oh yeah.
Which means now I get to cross-examine you and I get discovery.
Exactly.
Who paid you to be there? Who, you know? Of course, they can shut up on all that stuff. But you
better
be
answering.
Well,
that would require the FBI has to look into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is
a whole other farce.
Then it'll take. That's how they're going to keep it going. The FBI will take months to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I heard? The FBI asked Bank of America for records on everybody that bought a plane ticket, bought
and they gave
meals,
it to
anything that happened to do with Washington, D.C. that day. Yeah, and they just handed it over to them. And they're also, and they've already started the narrative of domestic terrorism.
Right. They've already named it. And everybody who was there was a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
So they're not just going after Trump with this whole impeachment thing. It is to vilify anybody associated with him, who was there that day.
Is this America?
And
it's crazy.
It's the America that they want. This is what democracy looks like.
Yeah, right.
So, and anybody, I think anybody, they want to shame anybody who's got a Trump flag in their yard.
Yeah.
Anybody who's got a MAGA hat. They want to basically call them, associate them with.
Well, he really got under their skin.
Oh my gosh, the vitriol and everything else that they've had for him for so many years, is just boiling over in this whole thing.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think all is lost here. Let's say the worst case scenario, Trump gets, you know. Law passed against him that he can't run for office, and the Supreme Court's packed, so he can't, you know, there's no hope. The Republicans have a huge, deep bench when it comes to, good players, I think, as far as like, and more like Trump, you know, like the DeSantis and people like that that are ready to get out there and actually fight. Maybe not as deep as we had hoped, but I mean, there are definitely – If you look at the Democratic bench versus the Republican bench, it's vastly different, I think. But this, and then, so you got that. And I think Trump can also do the same thing that BO is doing right now. I mean, he put some kind of implant in Kamala's head. And I mean, Trump could do that with, you know, anybody, you know, wanted to.
That's true.
And control him that way. So.
Well.
I mean, you'd probably volunteer for that.
Oh, I would do it. Yeah. I could do that. Yeah. I think I probably already have a chip in my head. You have to take one out to put one in. But it's an old Atari chip. It's like the old chunk thing. It's like and it's only like got 2 megabits of information. But the here's the thing about that, though. And this is the other hurdle that has to be overcome. The RNC.
Yeah.
Who is going to be in charge of that thing? You've got right now, you've got Mitch McConnell holding some purse strings. You've got Kevin McCarthy, who I don't really trust that far.
Yeah, not anymore.
You know, so who, if he comes back to file the paperwork to run for office, what's going to happen with that? Are they going to say, no, sorry, we're not going to let you be a candidate?
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, he can run for office.
That's right.
And he's not technically part of the Democratic Party. He did it anyway.
He did it anyway.
And they let him.
Yeah. With a schmear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Russia is a good place to vacation. My wife and I did that for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
Yeah.
That's right. And now I own 4 houses.
Yeah.
Even though I'm supposed to be fighting for the little man.
The little guy.
Yeah.
Well, I own a summer camp. A lot of people have a summer camp.
And I don't give a damn about her emails.
That's right. Oh, I lost. Okay. Fair and square. That's fair and square. No, Hillary didn't cheat on that one. Yeah.
That's what I was supposed to say, right? Wait, did I say that? Say?
That way I can run again? Yeah, so I don't think... I think this impeachment thing goes far and wide in terms of what they want to do with it. And I think they're putting their cards on the table in terms of what they think they can get away with.
There's definitely more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, because they wouldn't be putting this kind of a presentation on and going after this if there wasn't something else involved.
Yeah.
And I had the feeling that they're in cahoots with some actual deep swamp... right wing. They keep calling people like McConnell conservatives. I'm sorry, McConnell's not a conservative.
No.
We need to define these people a little bit better. They like to take on those names.
Oh, yeah.
Every time somebody, like the Tea Party movement, oh, yeah, I'm a Tea Party guy.
Yeah.
You've never even been to it. You have no idea what does tea even stand for? They don't even know.
I thought it was something you put added with sugar.
Well, it is. 8 pounds of sugar and a tea bag. And you got yourself some tea. Taxed enough already. They don't even know that. They don't even know it means that. And it's. I went to one of the first early, you know, protests on the county courthouse over here in Elkhart. And I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to be there. I wanted to see what was going on. All it was a bunch of the Republican Party was all giving all a bunch of speeches. And which was fine. I didn't care if they wanted to be involved in it. That's fine. But I had somebody on Facebook ask me that. They said, oh, I didn't realize you were one of those people.
One of those people.
And what she was referring to was a racist.
I knew that.
Well, you knew that.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's kind of.
How dare you?
But yeah, they. But it was just—it's just weird that of course, they all right away the Republican Party started jumping in on the whole teabag bandwagon.
Well,
is that a teabag wagon? I guess it's a teabag wagon.
Yeah,
a tea wagon. There wasn't a band involved, so they were all in the wagon, and they ended up.
Nancy needs to be on the wagon.
Nancy, is it? Are you on the wagon or do you fall off the wagon? Which is the way? Is the wagon the good part to be on, or is that where the party is on the wagon?
I would dare to bet that there's a lot of people in D.C. that should be on the wagon.
Yeah, I know there is. Yeah, a lot more problems there going on under the.
But I digress.
Yes. So here they are. They're calling themselves conservative, and all this.
Yeah.
But there are. I think there are a lot of people that are establishment that we don't even know about.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And of course, now you see him trying to jump ship all of a sudden because they're vilifying Trump. So I'm not associated with him. I'm not associated with him.
Yeah.
And even some of the people that I think are pretty solid are backing away from their support on it with him. And it's because they're calling you an insurrectionist if you just disagree with the outcome of the election. And that's the whole, that's the point that they need to make. I think that the lawyers need to make is to say they have, that's called First Amendment speech. You can say exactly, I disagree with the election results. You can't vilify me or criminalize me because of that.
Right.
What someone else does with that speech is their business. Criminalize them.
Yeah.
Call them before the committee.
Well, and you look at, and it, you know, I hope it gets to that point. I hope they make that point. And with the evidence of what he said.
Exactly.
I mean, you look at the tape of what he said. It's not even close to what some Democrats have said.
No. He used the word fight. We got to fight like hell. They're using all that whole part of parts of his speech that it's like, you guys are out of your minds.
I know. They really are.
They really are. They're out of their minds with rage and hatred. It's bitterness, hatred, and rage. And it's pathetic. It's so sickening.
So that's what I was wondering on the way over here. Is it that, or is it something more nefarious like going on in the background? Or maybe it's a little of both.
A little of both. I think they're using this as much as they can. They're going to get as much mileage out of this skin in every direction.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot going on there that we have no idea.
You know, their whole premise, and here, that's an interesting point. Because Biden had absolutely no campaign main pillars it was just all, I hate Trump and he's a bad dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that was all he ran on.
It was all hate Trump, bad, orange man, bad. And now that they're there, if they get rid of Trump, if Trump, you know, what are they going to do? Now they got to face the music.
Yeah, and they got to point out what Joe's doing every day. And
what is Joe doing every day?
He's working on true international pressure. I'm sure he's developing a coalition for true international pressure.
That's right. Keep going. I'll
lead an effective strategy to mobilize international effort to pressure.
He's involved in that mobilizing that strategy, I'm sure. Yeah. Because that true international pressure.
Yeah, national pressure.
Yeah. Because, you know, well.
Come on.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international depression.
Come on, man. Come on.
True international depression.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Not a joke. By the way, all you teachers out there, not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Come on.
Come on.
This guy got 81 million votes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know, because of inspiring statements like that.
What were you saying yesterday about the Super Bowl and he came on or something and people were booing?
Yeah, people were not happy to see him. Yeah, people were there.
Huh.
It was the big Jumbotron. They had him and Jill on. He was talking about, you know, social distancing.
Make sure
you're social distance. Yeah, Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
MD. And that means me, doctor.
They should have panned over to DeSantis when he was saying that. He would have been sitting there going, woohoo, drinking a beer. Hey, Joe, have a drink on me, dude. Here's what I think about your face mask and social distance.
Speaking of, we might as well talk about that a little bit just as a segue because... because I know that because COVID is out there and it's coming for you. Just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water. Just when you thought it was safe to put on two face masks.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you need to put on 12.
You need to cover your body with face masks.
We're going to cover you in plastic. Wrap yourself in bubble wrap before you go out the door. No, they're saying now that two...
Don't. Delete the breathing tube.
That's right. You need to breathe through a snorkel with 5 feet of filtration system through it. So they had this lady came on. Apparently somebody, the CDC is making an official statement now.
Oh, brother.
Saying that wearing two masks is 95% more effective.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Make that statement and then... explain yourself, Lucy. I need some splaining here.
Lucy
Tools. Because, first of all, 95% more effective than what?
Right.
Than 2% effectiveness? Which is 3%.
Yeah, right.
So, I haven't done the math actually officially, but it's like 3 or 4%.
Yeah, right.
So tell me.
That's a sneaky way of saying that.
Can you please explain to me what that means? And then the study that you're citing from that was done with scientific method and peer reviewed, that you're going to tell me wearing two. But she, of course, she said, but the whole key is that the fit of the mask. The fit mask has to fit properly.
Right.
Of course, when you stick one mask over the top of another one, it ruins the fit of the first one.
Yeah.
They don't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that.
You know what's going on at the same time.
Oh, Fong Fong, look, we got email. double the order now.
Lucky donut. Oh, look at you.
We so happy Joe made us, we made the campaign to do.
Yeah. We bought pay for. We bought Joe a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
It's just this.
And it's only beginning.
It's only, we're not even 30 days into this yet.
I know. How are we going to make it?
We're not.
We're going to be in the gulag.
Yeah, we're going to be. I'll be sitting in the corner going. Twitter
national depression. You mean kind of like when I showed up today?
Yeah. I was freaking out.
I ain't kidding you. There's eggs all over the floor. Fried eggs.
They are fried to a crisp. That's. Yeah, it's more like I need to get some ramen noodles in here. Cook those up. That'd be great.
There you go.
Yeah. Mix them with the eggs. Make a little.
But ramen's Chinese.
Oh my.
That was a slip.
That was a slip. Yeah. There was a, you know, getting back to the whole election thing. This thought just occurred to me, so I thought I'd spit it out of my head.
Sure, yeah.
So I just, and you know, I don't know what's going to come out of my face.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
So, yeah. Especially when I'm drinking sweet tea. It starts coming really fast. This guy by the name of Matt Brainerd, you ever heard of him?
I've heard the name.
He is the guy who runs the Voter Integrity Project.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah. He is.
I'm already in awe.
Yeah. He did a pretty good job. He's a very analytical, very careful guy. Talks really soft. Yeah. And whenever you hear him on a video, you have to turn him up because you can't hardly hear anything he's saying. You just barely hear what he's saying. But he unlike me, who has to back away from the microphone,
that's right.
I'm constantly spouting off. Yeah. If I was him, I'd be going, this is what happened.
So at first I thought this was going to be BS, but now it sounds like this is actually
a real story.
Oh, good. Okay.
He looked over all this information. Now there's a bunch of information out there about, he was talking mostly about Arizona, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, Georgia. I'm sorry, Georgia.
Yeah.
Those are the three states he really looked at the most because there was the most public data he could find.
Gotcha.
And he determined that a lot of the information that was out there was either unverifiable. Not that it was unverified, but it was unverifiable. Like, you couldn't go through and say this many dead people voted. But he also said that because he was just working off of actual public record, not numbers. However, in the process of doing all this, he did verify a lot of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers that he did verify, he said, the problem with it is, he goes, he was really hoping in the process of doing this that he could even sit down with some people from the Democrat Party, that they would join him and say, let's prove this thing once and for all.
Yeah.
Because he invited them all to do that. But they...
Ruh-roh.
They did not join him. He said, it's kind of weird that they wouldn't want to join me.
Shocker.
And, yeah. And he went through this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm a believer.
Yeah. He basically has said.
That's not what he said. Oh,
okay. No, he basically has said that he has no confidence. He won't come out and say that Trump absolutely won those three states.
Yeah.
But he said there is absolutely no confidence that Joe won those three states. He said, until they actually do a verification of some of these numbers, because he said, according to the numbers he has seen and what he's done, and this is hard fact data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, there's too much discrepancy when you're looking, when you're talking about 10,000 votes makes a difference.
Yeah.
There was up to 160,000 votes in some of these states that is very much in question. And so at least those three states, which would have swung the election.
Yeah.
And he's pretty upset about it. I mean, he's on one hand, but the problem with the guy is he's not a very good communicator with regard to how to get this information communicated to the public. And because he wants to go through all the minute details.
Were his numbers different than what Mike Lindell had?
Yeah. Yes, and that's the that's part of the problem. I was comparing this morning's show. I was comparing his numbers to Mike Lindell's.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. If you look at the chart that Mike Lindell had on the first part of his show,
yeah,
it said estimation of numbers. It was an estimate of numbers that were wrong. And because of that, they were not verified.
Mm.
Now, within those categories, he said these are the categories that we can absolutely verify. And then he went through and he showed that the numbers are a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was still enough.
Right.
It was more than enough to make a difference. The address changes, all the funny, you know, all the weird stuff that was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go through and listen to him, his little 20-minute talk about all this different stuff, it was credible. I mean, he was doing all that because he wanted to document and make it credible.
Right.
The gist of the synopsis is, yes, there's a lot of bad information, and it was not good. Now, the worst part of Lindell's so I have some issues with the first part of his documentary because the information that he was putting up there was probably not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
However, when he started interviewing the experts, talking about all of the cyber issues and the technical data and all the other stuff, they are right on.
Yeah,
I've looked into all those people's backgrounds. There's nothing there that would suggest that they are deep state or anything else bad about them.
Right.
So I don't think anybody's fooling the guy. I was concerned that somebody was playing Mike Lindell. I don't think he's deep state.
Right.
I've actually heard people say they're accusing him of being deep state and being just part of the disinformation campaign.
Hmm.
He's not. He's not a part of it. And then I was concerned that he might be getting duped.
Yeah.
Because that can happen.
Right.
And that wasn't happening either. The people who are involved in all the other people who he's interviewing and talking to are straight up honest individuals.
Mm.
And some of them aren't even necessarily Republicans.
Yeah.
But they hate the fact that this is happening.
Well, you can be a patriot and be a Democrat.
And getting back to this whole thing is, that's what I hate about this whole impeachment thing is they are. Okay, so they had this vote about whether to proceed or not, and whether or not it was constitutional.
You were kind of calmed down there for a little bit.
No, I'm working on it.
As soon as you said impeachment, you got all crazy again.
Richard Kevin Tower!
I'm sorry.
I need more tea.
Well, before you go there, what I was going to say was, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of sources of data, you know, when you're talking like, you know, people... dead people, wrong addresses, blah, 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 on and on and on. All those hard facts that, you know, would take years to verify each one or, you know, get to that point. So, yeah, so and like Lindell saying, okay, these are estimates, but let's say you have 100,000, just use it for a round number. And if you do a statistical analysis on that, okay, if there's 100,000 in question, typically, you know, if you look at statistical analysis, you're going to say that probably at least minimum 2/3 of those, or probably more, are going to be legitimate.
Yeah.
So you throw out, you know, 33, and you're left with 67. And 60, you know, whatever. What did I say? 100,000. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
67,000.
Yeah.
And so you work with those numbers, and that what you're saying, what I hear you saying is that even that's enough to throw the election.
Yeah.
So
more than enough. Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And those were hard numbers. Again, like we've said before, they're not voodoo dominion stuff, you know, that you would take even longer to prove, maybe, maybe not, but anyway.
And there was, one of the big ones was the adjudication thing in Arizona. There was over 100,000 votes,
adjudicated
ballots that were adjudicated that were not observed by a Republican.
Yeah. And that just blows my mind. How, you know, when that was happening, I'm like, certainly people are going to, you know, do the right thing here.
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
I mean, you have knuckleheads keeping Republicans out.
Yeah.
And barring the, or blocking the windows. You know, it's against the law right there. I mean, what, it just makes no sense.
Yeah.
How can you not look at that and or how can you look at that and say, and not say that there's a problem here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
No evidence, no.
So, but and
nothing to see here.
But what gets me about that statement in and of itself is it doesn't have to be widespread.
You're right.
Just a few counties decided this election. So
exactly right.
But they keep spitting that out there because that's their thing to throw it back in the face and say, oh, nope, no evidence of widespread voter fraud. And and Bill Barr said it, so we got that soundbite, so we can play
even
that.
Though he's in Joe's pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. Yeah, we got hoodwinked here. And, you know, I hate to even say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway because it just keeps eating at me.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
And I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. Somebody going to get me. I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody's going to not like me saying this. The more I think about the whole deadly insurrection on the Capitol, which was that statement in and of itself is a farce.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think one of the things they're trying to do with this whole thing is to discourage anyone from ever thinking about doing that again.
Yeah, agreed. I totally agree.
At the rate we're going, that is a very likely possibility.
Yeah.
Because
I understand, but I don't think the minimum 75 million that voted for Trump are going to think that things are getting better and forget about what happened.
No.
I just don't think it. And because of that, I get what you're saying, but I'm not sure. I hope to God it doesn't go that way.
No, it'd be a mess if it did. And we're in bad shape if it does. But the problem is I think we're in bad shape and we don't even realize it. In other words, the statement I'm going to make that's really going to tick people off, I think, is, you know, if I had been there that day, and knowing what I know now and the way they're acting about this now, I'd have been the first one through the door. I'm at that point now where it's like, you know what? There needs to be one. I'm not encouraging. I'm not saying that we should do this. This is where I really wrestle inside of me. It's like, man, part of me just feels like I would like to walk in there and just start slapping, like, seriously slapping people.
I know.
And,
I
don't want to go in there and kill anybody. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right. I mean,
they just need a good spanking.
We joke about it, but in reality, we really dream about it.
I did. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and my
smiling.
Hand is waving in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming about slapping them. Just my hand is 10 feet long and it weighs 300 pounds and it's just slapping them.
Yes. Actually, in my dream, I'm running down a line with my hand out, just slapping them as I go by.
Yeah. I mean, really, they just need to, okay, guys, it's time for your spanking now. And it's, you guys need to straighten up and behave and stop acting like 2-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're doing. Have I talked about this yet? Because I'm going to again if I haven't.
Yeah.
This whole idea that the Senate can go ahead and decide, this is true. This is the epitome of what mob rule looks like.
Lawlessness.
Lawlessness, or they can vote themselves into being, creating a lawful act, even though it's not according to the...
Exactly.
Read Article 2 of the Constitution, and it's got the instructions in there about how to do an impeachment.
You're starting to scare me.
And Good. Be very afraid. Are you feeling lucky, punk?
You don't have any.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Make
my day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of the best movies ever,
oh,
man.
I got to watch that again. I haven't watched that for a long time. So,
you remember one of the first lines in the opening movie where he's talking to his, I forget his captain's name. Sergeant's name or whatever. Yeah. He never liked them. They didn't each other.
Yeah, they didn't get along.
And then Sergeant's like bawling him out at the beginning for something he did. And he's standing there looking.
He did a breath mint or something.
Yeah. He says, get some new mouthwash.
Not cutting it. Your mouthwash isn't cutting it or something.
That's right.
It's like he was paying no attention to everything he said.
I mean, after that line, I was like hooked. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great movie.
You know, nobody writes scripts like that anymore.
I know.
Yeah, it's so. Where was I going with that?
I don't know.
The whole thing with So the Senate votes themselves.
Yeah, right.
This is a legitimate trial.
Yeah,
that's no.
I know.
You need to have another body.
Yeah,
of,
it's very that I know.
There's no checks and balances there at all.
I don't know how to. Well, you know, I think. The founding fathers thought we would have a legitimate media calling them on the carpet.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't realize.
For stupid things like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the media said what you just said, maybe a little bit nicer.
Is that possible?
But
I was trying to be nice.
You know, and actually get the idea out to the masses that, hey, these knuckleheads are doing something that's unconstitutional, and assuming the masses are all patriots and love America, you know, then that would make a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, all those ifs that I just said aren't happening.
Yeah, no kidding. Big ifs. Those are big ifs that are coming out of your head.
Yeah.
I had something I was going to see if I could.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to shift gears here and,
sure.
and tell you something that's kind of funny. So, you know, China Joe.
Oh, China Joe!
So he and his whole family are in China's pocket. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And so apparently it's because of certain things that have happened just recently with China, the threat that China poses, you know, even though Joe doesn't think so. Well, I don't know what Joe thinks anymore. But anyway, I don't think Joe knows what he thinks, but he's going to be serious now about China.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're going to be tough on him.
You know what he's done?
Build back better.
He's formed a task force to look into the China threat.
And let me guess who's in charge of the task force.
Yeah, right. Their name starts with Fong.
Yeah, I was going to say. Ting Chao Fong Fong.
You know, when I hear that line, well, we formed a task force.
That means
you know,
nothing.
let me translate what that means. We're not going to actually do anything. We're just going to say we're doing something that look like we're, and we're going to, if it comes up again, maybe God forbid in 2 weeks, you know, we'll just to say, well, the task force is on it. And, you know, we're just going to say the task force is working on it. And we're just going to let it keep going until it dies without really doing anything. And
everybody comes along.
Yeah.
With
until everybody
media
just forgets
can talk
about
something
it.
Else for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what they do.
What a moron.
Or they pretend like they're moving the marbles around a little bit. And then at some point, of course, the marble they have in their pocket is the one they're going to pull out and say, well, look, we decided, made a decision. They already made the decision. They just got the task force.
Exactly.
There.
Well, you know, kind of like the task force to pack the Supreme Court.
Well, we're going to look into that and see what they advise here. See what we can get away with. In other words,
You know, we're experts and nobody's asked us to be on a task force.
You know, you know what's really dangerous.
I'm pretty darn salty
about
that.
When you're drinking sweet tea, and you make a comment like that, it could be sprayed all over this place.
That's why I'm sitting behind this microphone.
On your microphone. You thought that spit shield was for you. It's actually to protect your face from me. Yeah, that's true. It's
Yeah, so I'll be able to sleep better tonight.
Oh, well, good. There's a task force.
There's a task force.
You can, so as you're laying down at night, you're going to sleep, and you have your head head on my pillow.
That's right.
Not my pillow, but and, the, you know, the, your, my your, pillow. You're my pillow.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I still think so, you need to rephrase that.
Yeah. Well, the question is, what are you doing with my pillow? So yeah. So you're laying your head down on your pillow, and I know you're thinking to yourself, they're probably up drinking coffee right now, going over papers, pouring over everything, working. That task force is working nonstop, 24/7, to figure out what we're going to do with China.
That's right.
And actually, the task force is a bunch of guys probably sitting in a holding room. That if anything goes wrong with China, they're just there to blame them. That there's like they're the fall guys.
Yeah.
If anything happens, we blame the task force. We put them in charge.
Here's what's going on in the meeting tomorrow in the task force room. Oh, look,
donuts.
Look at there. We got a box from Nancy. Here, open it up. Wait a second. It says Seagram's on the side of it. What's that? Oh, look at there. My guy. Oh, there's a note. What's it say? Thanks for looking into the China threat, boys. Have a drink on me.
Yeah. That's why she flies back and forth to the West Coast in a supersonic jet.
Yeah.
Because that way she can do sundowners in D.C. She can rush to California and do sundowners again.
I never thought of that.
And then by the time she's getting back to D.C. in the morning,
that's
she's doing sunuppers.
Yeah, that's right. Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
Her screwdrivers.
That's right, screwdriver. Yeah, it's got a carrot in there or something, doesn't it? Yeah, it's perfect.
That old bird's got more, she's got it.
She's got a plan. She knows how to do it.
Yeah.
So, we covered a lot of ground there in that hour.
Well,
that was
that
was a lot.
Mostly on impeachment. Mostly just tried to stay kind of further away from you than normal.
I'm a little more animated than usual.
That's right.
My arms are flopping. It's we're social distancing.
Yeah, that's
more danger. Lose an eye if you're not careful. Yeah, I was pretty worked up about it. I just watched a couple things today.
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, I understand why you're worked up.
And it's, you know, it only took like, I watched Raskin probably 5 minutes. And I was livid. I had to shut it off.
Rasputin. Yeah.
He was talking about, he's the guy with the weird hair. There's something going on. There's something wrong with his hair. I think if I was him, I would just shave it off. Because there's something just wrong with his hair.
I'm not drawing a picture right now. I probably recognize him.
I'll pull him up here. You'll recognize him.
Rasputin. Yeah.
He's just a weirdo, and he's
I thought you were gonna
Raskin. There he is. He's a rascal. That Raskin one. This guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right. There's something going on.
And look at the look at the back of his head. It's
flat.
Yeah. It's like he stepped back into a, he backed up into a one of those little heaters, kind of fried the back of his hair off.
I thought you were going to say a chipper.
I don't think he knows. I don't think he realizes. When he looks in the mirror, he probably cannot tell that he's bald in the back. And, I can say that because I'm also bald, so I can say that. That's why I wear a hat.
Oh, he's
guys.
The lead impeachment manager.
Yes. I don't wear a hat to cover up, to protect myself. I wear a hat to protect everyone else. They don't want to see what's up there.
I thought it had tinfoil in it.
See, he's got like, you can almost see it there. He's turning his head there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you had to turn it off after listening to
him. I watched 5 minutes of his little thing.
I'm not sure I could stand
watching
that.
It was more than I could take.
It's because you can't stand the lies.
No, it just keeps going. And
it really makes you wonder who believes this BS.
Yeah. Yeah, and who are they trying to persuade? The only people that matter that they're trying to persuade are the other senators who don't even think it's constitutional.
Yeah.
Now the one guy, this Cassidy guy, I don't understand what happened with him. I don't even want to know. I don't even care.
I know is that those six don't get primaried next time around.
Oh, they need to get primaried. Yeah, they got to go. This is just absolutely ridiculous.
And, you know, I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking, you know, what's Trump going to do? I seriously think he could still be a major player, even if he is unable to do anything. I mean, I think he is going to primary knuckleheads like that and, yeah, you know, be in the kind of organize the movement behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be involved at some level.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, some level. He's going to have some kind of influence at some rate. I mean, not just any level,
right?
A high level,
right?
Yeah, it's interesting to think out all the different scenarios and what they're doing right now and how this is all. What is their end game? What are they trying to do?
And then, yeah, I mean, right now we're kind of in that period where they still have all the momentum.
Yeah,
you know, once this impeachment trial is behind us. I just call it an impeachment trial. I can't even believe I said that. But yeah, this unimpeachment.
Yeah.
Once it's behind us, I really don't know what they're going to do to continue the momentum. Again, yeah, you know, their whole basis on everything they've ever done is hate Trump.
Their existence right now, their whole identity is all in
so,
hate Trump.
So, I mean, what are they going to do? Yeah, I mean, they're certainly not winning the hearts and minds of America right now.
Not at all. Not even the Democrats. There are people that are really getting upset with this. They just keep doubling down on it.
It's just like, totally crazy.
Yeah. And it's
crazy town.
It's crazy town. Yeah. We're not going to do that again.
Got some bad feedback on it?
No, I got a bad feeling about it.
I kind of had fun. It
was fun. Yeah. What did we do with that? What did I do with that? No, I don't have. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Oh, we do have it. Look at there.
Uh-oh. I talked him into it.
Rabbi Rick's going to be, he's going to do a solo on this.
Crazy town.
Crazy town. Yeah.
That made me happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it really, that really is crazy town.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what else about the impeachment that kind of just is like,
here we go.
You can't imagine. Eric Swalwell.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, holy balls of wax.
Yeah.
The guy that was sleeping with a Chinese agent.
Yeah.
And somehow still managed to stay on the intelligence committee in the House.
Yeah.
He has the gonads to bring impeachment trial to the Senate.
He's like one of the second managers or something. One of the managers.
Gosh, you can't. That's just.
Yeah. Yeah. How in the world is he still
talk on about any hypocrisy?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, to still be on any committee. I mean,
yeah,
he did far worse than anything MTG ever did.
Yeah.
And they've removed her from stuff that she did years ago. It had nothing to do with serving in Congress.
Yeah.
Here he is. In Congress.
I know.
Sleeping with a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Good old Swalwell. So there's a guy named John Ward.
Okay.
He's got a channel, and you need to watch it. It's I'm not going to play it here, I don't think. He's a little vulgar at times. This guy got an ape for a thing. He did his most recent the Trump impeachment part 2, part 1.
Well, I like the Marines raising the flag thing there. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. He's there's actually a gorilla in there. See that gorilla there?
Ah, there you go.
But he does a really good job of explaining. Well, he pretty much is saying everything we're saying. That's why I agree with him.
Oh, well, there you go.
But no, he talks about how the some of the history of like false information, phony stuff that's going on. So it's just been it's interesting to watch his little thing there. But if you get a chance to see it,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, he's pretty funny in a kind of vulgar way, but it's kind of. He's very edgy. Let's just put it edgy.
Edgy.
He doesn't necessarily have the motto "keep it G."
Ah, well, that'd be us.
But yeah, but he. I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're mature enough. You can listen to something.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't harm you too much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, you can't twist it any further.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So we're gonna see what happens. I guess I'm gonna try to watch as much news as I can.
Yeah, they got one more day of this nonsense. Yeah. And then we get 2 days of
deliberations or whatever they do.
Well, the Trump's lawyers have 2 days, same amount of time.
Okay.
And I heard on the way over here that the vote could actually happen this weekend.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, they'll probably do it at midnight.
Yeah.
Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Although I don't anticipate, I don't know, because if you think it went the wrong, it's going to go the wrong way, they'd probably do it in the middle of the night. But I don't see it.
Yeah.
Like I said, going the wrong way for Trump.
Yeah. It all depends on, the impeachment thing, I don't think is going to happen. It's,
right.
It's what are they going to try?
What are they going to do afterwards?
What are they going to pull after that? Or what are they going to do in the meantime or with that?
Yeah.
You know, are they going to introduce something else?
Yeah.
Because these all, because they've got a majority if they want to do something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't require, because the impeachment obviously requires, you know, 2/3.
Right.
But, I really wonder if they're going to try to pull something else.
Yeah.
And knowing what the outcome is that is going to be,
mm-hmm.
and with what they're going to do later on with this,
right.
judicial system. So,
yeah.
It's an interesting time.
Yep.
And like you said,
interesting time we live in.
People aren't going to forget this.
No.
And I think people are getting more upset.
I do too. And honestly, I do.
I think there was some validity in people saying, if you want the country to be unified, you stop this.
I honestly think the opinion is swinging the wrong ways for the D's on this whole impeachment thing.
I do too.
I don't think they're doing themselves any favor.
No, they've overstepped their bounds, I think, in this one.
So,
and they're not looking like moderates or centrists or anybody relating to the independents. They are going radical left.
Yeah.
And the things they're saying, the stories they're making, it's... This happened after 9/11. I noticed that after 9/11, within about a year, there were these crazy conspiracy theories out there. And everybody had a theory, and everybody was watching the video, and everybody was doing this and saying, oh, look what I saw here, look what I saw there. This one kid had a video of a jet that was looking, he had it all zoomed in, and right before the jet hit the building, he said, it looks like it shot a missile out right in front of the plane, shot a missile into the building. It was a sonic... It was the sonic compression of the plane getting that close at 500 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You'll see this little cloud of sonic. I mean, you'll see it on flaps on a humid day.
Yeah.
And so what he saw was that air compression.
Yeah.
Because you're pushing just like a freight liner, anything out there will push air or water or whatever out in front of them. Well, that's what was happening. The compression right before he got to the building shot this little cloud of compression
poof
thing. Yeah. It was like a contrail, not a chemtrail. Or maybe it was a chemtrail. Look, I shot a chemtrail out of there.
So the theory is what?
The theory was that they had shot a missile right before the plane hit the building. I'm like, the plane was the missile.
Yeah.
You don't shoot a stupid little missile if you got a...
Somehow they
80,000 pound air... Actually, more than that. 280,000 pound airplane.
Somehow they hijacked the right plane where they had a missile in there.
Yeah, it had a little missile in the front there.
In the front.
Yeah. And it's just... It's... Now... Did the government use 9/11? Absolutely they did.
Yeah.
They used everything from there on to take our rights and do all kinds of weird things for our safety.
Yeah.
But did they plan it? Did they have actually make it happen? I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. They were bumbling idiots.
Yeah.
To keep that secret and be able to do that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They are not that competent.
No.
We've obviously found that out.
Yeah. No, I think, And I remember... You know, all that, like you're saying, the crazy conspiracy theories and stuff like that. But it if you fast forward 20 years to where we're at right now, and, you know, to me, the whole election thing really does look like a conspiracy theory to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a lot more there in terms of of a coercion.
Right.
Yeah. It's collusion.
Despite what everybody wants you to say there's no evidence there.
Yeah. And that's part of it.
Yeah.
That just for them to just flat the day after the election to start touting that is like, okay, that's,
you know, I still haven't forgotten there's over 2,500 affidavits out there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just if half of those are real.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's 1,200 right there. Like, okay.
Well, like, again, the Texas lawsuit, they did a statistical analysis and one in one quadrillion chance that all that happened. And if you take a factor of uncertainty of 1,000 out of that, you're down to one in a trillion.
Yeah.
Still amazing.
Yeah.
You have better odds at getting struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah. Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the moon.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We're definitely
going
interesting
down the,
times.
Going down the pooper.
Going down the thing, yeah. That's for sure. So I'll have some more notes for the show tomorrow. Show tomorrow, I think?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be good. Show's good. Show with Rabbi Rick is always better.
Well,
because a day without Rabbi Rick is like a day
without sweet tea.
Without sweet tea. And that's not a good day at all. Man, wow. That's, I don't even want to think about that day. That's like the end of the world stuff.
You're just being nice now. After you were flailing your arms around the whole time. It's okay.
I've settled down now. I think
still your friend.
I think the therapy has worked, I think, this evening.
Right.
I can go home and go to sleep now.
We can all go home and go to sleep because the task force
The task force is 24/7. They're working on...
They're protecting us.
They're protecting us.
Yeah.
And Joe is leading a coalition to establish True International Depression.
Well...
And that comforts me as well.
In between ice cream cones.
In between ice cream cones. Which is
more often than you think.
Circle back, Psaki Backy is working on that as well. She's got some new notes for tomorrow. She's gonna be on top of it tomorrow.
That's right.
I got those videos of her. I gotta put that.
Oh jeez.
We'll have some fun with that tomorrow.
Yeah.
If nothing else, well, at least see, this is the end of.
I could see a circle back song coming.
A circle back.
Oh yeah,
that's good. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So and then so today was the last day of the Democrats.
No, tomorrow is.
Tomorrow's the last day. Then.
Yeah.
So we have another day of that yet.
Yeah, they got one more day of nonsense.
Oh my word!
And then 2 days. 2 days each. But according to Upchuck, you know, they can work on that and take care of
they can juggle
business at the same time.
They can do all that, get a haircut. And
I'm not sure how they do that when all the senators sitting in that room listening to all this nonsense.
Yeah, you know, they're paying close attention, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're all looking at their phones.
Yeah.
Playing solitaire.
You know, if I was in there.
At a bare minimum.
I would have to invest in some of those glasses that you wear that
and swung,
have eyes painted on them.
Yeah.
Look like they're open. So I can just sit there and sleep.
That's right.
I'm paying attention. that's a senator from Indiana over there. He's been wide awake paying attention the whole
that's
time.
Right.
Why is there drool coming out of the side of his mouth?
Right, he hasn't blinked either.
He hasn't blinked.
Must be all that sweet tea.
And I hear some kind of strange snoring sound over there. What's that about? Yeah, well, that's just Swalwell.
That's Swalwell.
That wasn't snoring. That was Swalwell.
He's trying to hold it in.
That's right.
It's not working.
All right. So we'll have to pay attention to what's going on, and we'll report on it tomorrow.
Sweet.
We'll tell you tomorrow's news today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
Something
tomorrow
like
we're
going
to tell you tomorrow's news today. That's what we're going to do. We'll figure it out. We'll have charts and graphs. We'll have it all planned out. Rabbi Rick's an engineer, so he can get all that stuff figured out. It'll work. Have no fear. There's a task force working on it.
That's right.
We're going to put a task force on that.
That's right. I really think we should work in Washington.
I think we should. We should be there to give counsel to and oversee and do... Courtesy slaps.
Yeah, that's right.
Time for your slap today.
I'm so
done. Well, we're
going to
give you one anyway. Because we probably missed something else that we should have had. Good night, everybody. Have a great time. Rabbi Rick is in the building. Well, what's he doing in the building?
Uh,